Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chavtasim Mebeis. We're holding on Chavtasim and Aleph, six lines from the bottom, Amr Rabbi Elazar. It says the Gemara Amr Rabbi Elazar, Laitema Maimer LeBeishamei Kenei Kenyan Gomer. Don't think that the fact that Beishamei allows Shimon that the fact that Beishamei allows Levi to stay with Rachel is because he holds that it's Kenei her a Kenyan Gomer. Dibayla Fuke Sagila Begita, to the extent that now if you'd want to get rid of her, he could just give her a get and he wouldn't have to do Chalitza. That's not the case. It's only kinda to the extent that now it pushes away Leah, pushes away the Tzara, and Levi's allowed to stay married to Rachel. Rav Avin says, I'll bring you a raya from our mission of Arba Achin. It says that if Levi and Yehuda marry Rachel and Leah, they weren't supposed to, it's Achiz Zukasoi, but let's say they went ahead and they married Rachel and Leah, so Beishami says we allow them to stay married. So it's Mashma from there, Yikaimu in, Lechatchilo Lai. The Di'avan will allow them to stay married, but we don't allow them lechatchila to get married. Now, if you would hold that maimer works as a real kinyan, so zayasa maimer v'yikna v'zayasa maimer v'yikna. So then, why not just let Levi and Yehuda do maimer with Rachel and Leah? Granted, we can't allow them to do yibum because the ma'isa bia will be aser als achiz zikukasoi. But we could allow them to do maimer. There's nothing wrong with doing a ma'isa kedushin. And once they do maimer, so now it would be a kinyan kinyan gamer. So why don't we say that? So elamai, you see that the maimer is not kinyan kinyan gamer. Well, says the Gemara, it's still not a riot to Rabbi Elazar, because elamai doicha dechia gemura. You're going to say like Rabbi Elazar that it's just doicha de tzara. So you still have the same kashas. Zay yasa maimer viyitcha. Zay ma'isa yasa maimer viyitcha. Let each of them do maimer, and then mamela, the one that they did maimer to, won't be achitziku kasei because it will be doicha the tzara. Elamai esloch lameimer. Elo, what are you going to have to say to explain the mission in Arba Achin? The maimer de atera dachi disur loy dachi. The reason why. The reason why it doesn't help to do Maimer, even though Maimer is Deicha the Tzara, is because it's only a Maimer de Atera. When there was an option to do Yibam, that's when Maimer has this Kayach. But in the Mishnah in Arba Achin, where there was no option to do Yibam, so then the Maimer doesn't have that Kayach. Well, then Hachanami, if so, then we could also say that Maimer Afilu Luman Damer, Maimer Kaina Kinyin Gamer, Maimer de Atera Kani Disuru Lai Kani. It could be really Maimer is Kaina Kinyin Gamer, and the reason why that wasn't an option in the Mishnah in Arba Achin is because being that it's a maimer di isura, so that's why it doesn't have that kayach. Rav Ashi Masniachi, Rav Ashi has a different version of Rabbi Elazar. And Amr Rabbi Elazar, Leitema maimer lebeishame dachi dechia gemura. Don't think that maimer according to Beishame is deicha dechia gemura v'tzarasa chalitza namu leibai, to the point that now Leah doesn't even require chalitza, which is the way we would have assumed when we read our Mishnah. Ela deichu mishayerhu. It's deicha just to the extent that now Levi's allowed to stay married to Rachel, but he still has to do chalitza with Leah. And Amr Rav Avin, Rav Avin said that Afan anami tanina, bring a raya from our Mishnah. Arba Achin, same raya. It says Beishami Oimer Mikaimu, Yikaimu Unachachila Loi. It's Mashma only B'diavad. We allow Levi and Yehuda to stay married to Rachel and Leah, but Lechachila we don't allow them to get married. V'Yisalkadaitach Maimer LeBeishami Doicha Dechia Gemura. Whereas if you would say that according to Beishami Maimer has the ability to be Doicha Dechia Gemura, so just Zayasa Maimer V'Yidcha, V'Zayasa Maimer V'Yidcha. So let Levi and Yehuda do Maimer. So says the Gemara. Well, that doesn't really prove this version of Rabbi Elazar either. Velahakatani, or says the Gemara, even more basic, is that how could you even say like this version of Rabbi Elazar? It doesn't seem to fit with our Mishnah on Amud Aleph. Velahakatani Beishami Aimrim Ishti Imai Velazoi Teitze Mishum Achiz Isha. The Lashna Beishami is that Leah goes out Mishum Achiz Isha. That doesn't sound like he has to do Chalitza. That makes it seem like she goes out scot free. So Elamai, it's not true. It's not that that he has to do Chalitza. It is Deicha Dechia Gemura. If it's Deicha Dechia Gemura, so what's the Pshan in the Mishnah in Arba Achin? El Yevama Dechazi Lekulu Chazi Lemiktsasa Yevama Dechazi Lekulu Lechazi Lemiktsasa. The same Teretz as before, just in different words, that it's only when there's a possibility to do Yibam, so that's when Maimer has the ability to be Deicha Dechia Gemura, like in our Mishnah. But in the Mishnah in Arba Achin, where there was no ability to do Yibam, so then the Maimer does not have the ability to be Deicha Dechia Gemura. By Rabbi asked the Shaila, Maimer lebeishame nesuin aisa eirusin aisa. This that Beishame gives significance to the maimer, does it accomplish eirusin or nesuin? So Amr le'abaye said lemay hilchasa. Why with regards to what are you asking? Ilema liyarsho litamulo lafrenidareha. You want to know if now they're like a nesuin and then now it's like they're fully married and now he'll inherit from her or he could be metame from her for her if he's a kayin or if he could be made for an nedarim. Well, that doesn't seem to make any sense that we would give a yavam that ability after Master Maimer, because Hashta Arusa Ba'alma Tani Rabchia Ishtei Arusa, even when it comes to Narusa Gemura, meaning Narusa Daraisa, we don't give the husband those abilities, like Rabchia taught that Ishtei Arusa Loi Ayne V'loi Metamula V'chenhi Loi Ayneness V'loi Metamislai Meis, if she dies in Yarsha, he doesn't inherit her. Meisu, if he dies, Gai V'ksuva, so she gets her Ksuva. Avid B'Maimer Mibai, and by Maimer, which is only a Kinyan Darabanan, you're going to tell me that that's going to do more than Kedushin Daraisa? So V'alulin and Mesir L'chuppah. So must be you're asking just with regards to Mesir L'chuppah, do we need her Ratzain for the Yibum afterwards, for the Bia afterwards? My Nesuin Aisa V'loiba in Mesir L'chuppah? Do we say it accomplishes Nesuin and we do not need her Ratzain? Aydilma Erisin Aisa Ubay Mesir L'chuppah? Or maybe just it accomplishes Erisin and therefore we need her Ratzain. So Amar Leibol, to that he said, and Hashtal Yavid B'Maimer Kasav Yavama Yavay Aleha Balkarcha, even without Maimer, the din is that if we learn out from Yavama Yavay Aleha, that even Balkarcha is allowed to be Miyabimer. So Avid B'Maimer Miboy, if he does Maimer now, it's worse. So Amar Leibol, he explained to Abai that, yeah, Shani Aimer, I say that maybe Kol Aisa Maimer B'Yavimtoi Parcha Mimenu Zikas Yavamin V'Chala Aleha Zikas Eversin. Then maybe through the Mimer, so he actually gets rid of the Zika of Yibam, and now it's just the Zika of Erisin, and maybe now he cannot do Yibam Balkarcha. So my, what's the halacha? Does Mimer accomplish Erisin or Nisuin? So says the Gemara, Tashema, the Mishnah says in the Darim, Mishnah we've quoted before, that Shaymeris Yavam, if you have a lady who falls to Yibam, Bein Yavam Echad, Bein Shnei Yavamin, whether she falls to one Yavam, just to Shimon, or to two Yavamin, to Shimon and Levi, Rabbi Lazar Aimer Yafir, that if she makes a Neder, so Shimon or Levi, either one of them can be matter the Neder. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Le'achav Le'lishnayim, and no, that I'm asking Yesh Zika, but only if there's one Yavam. So only if she falls to Shimon, so then Shimon can be made for the Neder, but not if Levi is there also, because then there's no Zika. Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's never Zika, and Mamela, the brothers can never be made for her Neder. But now we ask that Bishlam, Rabbi Akiva, Savar Ein Zika, Afilu Lechad. I understand she does Rabbi Akiva, he holds Ein Zika even by one Yavam. Rabbi Yeshua, Lechad, Yesh Zika, Letrei Ein Zika. He holds that the Zika by one Yavam and not by two Yavam. El Rabbi Lazar, but what does Rabbi Lazar hold? Nihi Nami, the Kasavar Yesh Zika, even if you're going to tell me that he holds Yesh Zika, and even when there's two Yavam, but still, Bishlam, Lechad, Mefer, El Letrei Amai. So how is he Bechlal when there's two Yavamin? How is one Yavam able to be made for the Nether? She's not his wife any more than she's the other one's wife. So how is he able to be made for the Nether? Lamashal, how could Shimon be made for the Nether all by himself? Vam Ravami, Sir Vami explained that Halchavavai Eskinan could go to Avav B'Maimer. We're talking about a case where Shimon did Maimer. Well, Beis Shammai, Damer Maimer, Kaina Kinyan Gamer. And we're going like Beis Shammai, who says that Maimer is Kaina a real Kinyan. So now Shimon is like married to the Yavama, to the Shemeris Yavam, which is why he could be made for her Nether. Now, Now, Bishlam, if you say that that Maimer accomplishes Nisuin, that's why he can be made for her Neder. But if it's just Erisin, how can he be made for the Neder all by himself? But now we learned in the Mishnah that Nairamu Rasa Avia Ubailab Mafir Nidareha. You need the father and the husband together when it comes to Erisin. Only by Nisuin that the husband can do it on his own. But by Erisin, he needs to do it together with the father. So how could Rabbi Lazar say Yafir? So says the Gemara, Amrav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my mefer b'shutfes, in a chanami, that's what it means. Maimer is kaina kinyan gamer. And when it said mefer, when Rabbi Lezer said yafer, he meant yafer b'shutfes together with the father, and really it could be though, that Maimer only accomplishes Erisin. Now says the Gemara Kasho, Ula Rabbi Lezer, the Amr Maimer l'beishame, ina kaina el lidchais l'tzare bovad. According to Rabbi Lezer, who he had an Amad Aleph, that Rabbi Lezer said that Maimer according to Beis Shammai is not kaina b'chlal, it's not a kinyan. All it does is it's deich the tzara. So am I made for Beshutvis? How is he even able to be made for Beshutvis? She's not his wife Bechlau. It's not kind of Bechlau. So says the Gemara two terutzim. Terutz number one, Amr Lachar Belazar, that Amr da Amriana, you know, kinda, Eloludchas at Sarabovad. When is it that I say it's not kinda? That's only the Leisagila Begita, Elebayna Michalitza. Just to the point that she doesn't go free just with the get, she also requires Chalitza. However, Eloludchas, but Hafer Nidareha Miaminon, did they ever say that it's not kind of bechlal that he can't even be made for her neder? That much I never said. Or if he buys name, says the Gemara, different tarets, that this mission in the Darm has nothing to do with Maimer. It doesn't show us anything about Maimer. Amalach Rabbi Lazar, Ulav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Minicha, and he starts off with a kasha. Because according to Nachum Bar Yitzchak, is this Mishnah really understandable? Just we'll say that it means Beshutfis. It says Mika Tani Yaferu, Yafir Katani. It doesn't say Yaferu, it doesn't say Beshutfis. It sounds like Shimon on his own is able to be made for the neder. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? That she took him to court because he was taking his time, and Bezdin Paskin, he has to start supporting her. And now we understand why he could be made for the neder on his own, because it's like Rav Pinchas taught us Bishmei de Rava, the Amar Pinchas Bishmei de Rava, Kol Neideres Al Das Baila Neideres. When a woman makes her neder, so she makes it Al Das Baila, which is why he could be made for the neder. And so too, once he's supporting her, so then she also makes it Al Das him, even though she's not his wife, he's not her husband, totally at least, but still, once he's supporting her, so then she makes her nedarim Al Das him, which is why he could be made for the neder, and even all by himself. Nothing to do with Maimer.